Today, I wanted to share a little bit about suchness. Suchness. S-U-C-H-N-E-S-S. Suchness. And actually, the title, as I was looking and thinking yesterday and this morning, was understanding suchness and its relevance to a solidarity economy. And I'm laughing because I really enjoy understanding the deep teachings of Buddhism and how they can guide us in daily life, number one, and then number two, how they guide us in our in the social world, the political world, the things, the systems that determine our health, and not only our physical health, but our well-being, right? All the things that make us able to provide food, shelter, clothing, and medicine for ourselves. Because they're not separate. They're not separate. The deep teachings of Buddhism and the principles and philosophy and practices that guide how we exist in this world, free from harm and able to have the conditions to cultivate happiness. They're all interrelated, there are no different. Suchness, I feel, is one of those teachings in Buddhism that sometimes we make more of it than it is, at least in my simplistic understanding of it. Suchness, and I'll put in the chat the Sanskrit and Pali they're the same. There's some accents. I think over the second A. Tathata. If you remember in some of the Buddhist chants, we use the word to refer to the Buddha as the Tathagata, which is bringing together this understanding of suchness with this awakened being. The understanding of suchness is the essence. They also use this word thusness. For me, the essence is the word that mostly helps me understand it. The essence of the person or of a thing, and also free from the conceptual and materialistic designations. So it's a term that helps us to imagine the depth that beyond what we might see initially as something and label as something, a perception, a mark of something, right? We see a tree and we're like, tree. And we may stop right there and keep moving to the next thing that the sense organ of the eye takes in. And so But suchness is in this word, suchness invites us into is to pause and notice what's under that label, what's under that conventional designation tree. What else is there under that? Well, it's made up of the water that nourished it to grow big. Maybe it's a small baby tree still. Maybe it has fruits or veggies on it. And so water is going to inevitably be in that fruit, right? And that water, and that vegetable, the water, right? And then we're going to maybe see the color of the tree, the bark, or maybe the color of the leaf. And we're gonna start thinking about the green, the chlorophyll, and the bark, maybe it's brown, or depending on the type of tree it is, it might be even a beige, depending. It can be green, right? If it's a platan tree, a coconut tree, a palm tree. So we start thinking of earth, the earth element being in it. And then the sunshine in it, right? The photosynthesis that happens where the tree and the leaves turn this carbon dioxide, it takes in and transforms it into oxygen, right? And this brilliant interaction, chemical interaction that happens that allows us human beings to breathe, right? So tree now all of a sudden goes from this label of quick mind assumption and keep it moving to the next object of the eye, right? To this whole wonder of world just opened up for us. So we then begin to see the non-tree part when we start to pause and go beneath the conventional designated word, which is quite fine because, you know, when you're talking to someone, you can't in a conversation, well, you can at times given, but you can't say, I just saw this beautiful brown thing that is really big because the earth, it came from the earth. And then there's these green things that are coming off of it. And there's water in it and they produce oxygen, and there's this red thing that's, you know, we don't do that. And there's probably good reason we don't do that, because we would be then caught in something else. And so it's easy to say tree, right? I just saw a beautiful fruit tree, and that's it. And yet in doing that, we, and only doing that, and not being present with the tree, we miss a lot of things. We miss a lot of things. And that missing in a world that's really fast and almost requires us to move quickly is part of what also causes us to suffer, right? It causes us to suffer because when we use that same kind of lack of looking deeply, lack of discernment to see what's really all there in that tree, we actually also do that to people. You know, we get we recognize a sign, or we have a perception. And then we label, right? So whatever is in our mind from our experience and our history, that when we see a person who, quote, looks a certain way, and we drop a label on them, we have now limited ourselves to this label of a person, and that continues to grow our not only our perception, but what we start to feel about the person. Yeah, the way we understand that person. So we make all these judgments, right? Just from a sign that happens to be what we've taken up, whether from when we were a child, whether what we learned in school, whatever. We quickly label a person, and then we have a set of conventional designations again, right? What the conventional status quo has labeled society, and we keep moving. And now that person is really unknown to us, but for that label. Yeah. And because we're so busy in life, there is no stopping to be fully present to what else, right? What else? That's why the question, are you sure, is something that Ty invited us to write on a piece of paper and place around, so that we're always in an understanding that it's more than the first thing that comes to mind. We're always in wonder, we're always in investigation. Again, we live in a world that requires many things. We're more busy today than we used to be in the past or previous generations. So there's many things going on. So the same thing we do with the tree, the same thing we do with the person, it's the same thing we do with systems. Yeah, because systems are made up by people. And see, when we start to conflate the things, the different characteristics that make up a system, and lump together as such, it's just that, or it's just that, we start to miss out what else is there, right? So the suchness, right, the thusness, the essence of something, in Buddhism, we understand that there is no self, there is no non-changing, solid entity making up that self, right? What we understand is, what we understand ourselves to be, or someone to be, or a thing to be, like the tree, is made up of the non-tree elements, like we just went through. And so is the person, right? They're made up of the non-labeled. Let's pretend the person's name is Jamal, right? Well, Jamal's made up of non-Jamal elements, right? What happened to Jamal on their way to meeting you? What happened to Jamal when he was six? What happened to Jamal? Mother is in Jamal, yeah. What happened to Jamal's grandmother and great-grand is in Jamal, right? So it's like that. It's the suchness of a person is really everyone else. It's the beauty of it, right? Because then what happens is, because that suchness is of everything else, then you become part of that person too. And that person become part of your suchness. Very deep, very beautiful. And it's part of also this understanding of the one contains the all. Yeah, it always comes back to this, all these teachings, they come back. So I want to come back to systems, because We're in a time now where we really are feeling the pressure societally of systems that capitalist systems and racialized capitalist systems and imperialist systems and different kinds of economic and political systems that are making us feel things are stuck, non-changeable, and are only going to get worse. This kind of foreboding, this kind of demise, you know. When you talk sometimes to folks, it's, you know what you'll hear, it's only getting worse. I can't imagine what it's gonna be like if this happens, or I can't, can you imagine what it's gonna be like if that happens? So we continue to be in a time and times, it's not just now, it was like this 4 years ago, right? Especially when Donald Trump was first running, remember, like we were in shock that a person who we believed to be a certain kind of individual, and then we started foreboding what would be happening. These systems are oppressive and they're leaning, you know, colonial systems leading to this and that. And this just continues to grow, actually. And now we are more aware of wars all over the world, and so we're making these big connections and big assumptions and jumps that each one of these systems are locking themselves down, getting entrenched, and will be unchangeable. And then this leads to a lot of foreboding, a lot of stress and anxiety. And then we become very sad, and our outlook on life changes. And sometimes we find ourselves kind of not being able to breathe. And so thank you, Robin, for that practice of watering these flowers in our garden and offering it to others. Because this reminder that there are flowers in our garden as well as weeds is really, really important. And it's the connection that we want to make, which is that in the garden of our heart, even while we might be feeling upset or sad or angry, there are also the, we might call those the weeds that we want to maybe remove. In that garden, there's also flowers that we want to water, yeah? And so these flowers, being able to really remind ourselves that they're there, realize what else is there, and make and discern how we want to practice to be in choice as to whether we're going to water the flowers or the weeds. Yeah. So it's all there. Right? And this is part of the understanding of the nature of suchness. It's that what is below the first label. So today I'm angry. And so we think I'm that now, I'm just anger, I'm all anger, there's nothing else here but anger, right? Because we get stuck at that label, right? So it's not just the tree that we label and just lock it there as tree, we label also our emotions and our feelings and our perceptions and our body, right? So I'm angry now, I'm just anger. That's it, I'm just anger, there's nothing else here, right? Or I'm in pain, my body has pain here or there, and we let go of everything else, and we focus in on the pain, and there's nothing else in the body now but pain, right? So it's that same thing we did with the tree and with the person. When we see a thing, a mark, a sign, and we say, that's it, we do that to ourselves. We do that to our body. We do that to our feelings, right? I feel pain right now. And we lose the ability to see beyond that, what else is there? So we may have pain in one part of our body, and that fills us up, and we're unable to see that maybe right next to that part that's in pain, there's a part that's actually not in pain. Or maybe the left foot is in pain, but maybe the right foot isn't in pain. So we lose, or we have a headache, and we can't be in touch with the non-pain in the lower part of our body. We are stuck there, right? So this is it's the same thing we did with the tree, and the same thing we do with people is we label them, and then we can't move on. And so suchness is also that ability to drop in and see what else is there. What is the essence here in this body? Well, the essence in this moment is not just, it's pain, yes, and it's something else besides pain. And the same with our emotions. In fact, in any moment, we move from one emotion to another. The if we're in anger, that degree of anger doesn't stay from one moment to the other. It actually fluctuates. It can be more anger or less anger. And then it may become rage, and then it may go back to anger, and then maybe it goes to sadness, or then it goes to fear, like that. So it may be in that whole family of those kinds of emotions, right? But then we're not just that. There's other things that are there, just like the garden of our heart. It has weeds and flowers. And what's coming up now, right? What's getting watered, right? We talk about this in our tradition as the store consciousness. What's there and what are we watering? What's up? So the essence of us, even though something might be manifesting, coming into manifestation, it doesn't mean that that's who we are. It means it's something that's manifesting now. And when the causes and conditions change, something else would manifest. However, each time an aspect of who we are manifests, we see ourselves that way. When we do something that we're disappointed in ourselves, we think we're a bad person. And then everything goes with that label, bad person. And it waters all the seeds of our any time that we felt bad about ourselves. And then it waters the seeds of, oh, I'm worthless, OC. And then it waters the seeds from what society has told us. Maybe at some point, a family member told us something, you know, when we're kids, you know, how we are with siblings. We're taunting, we're saying all kinds of things to each other. All of a sudden it waters that, something completely irrelevant, something we really don't even believe. And yet in this moment, when we just did something today that we, I wish I hadn't said that, then we put the label on and now we're just that. And then it waters all those other things that connect to it. And we find the things, we go digging in the mind archive and find all the things that help us to water that particular seed. Yeah. So this suchness is the ability to, in that moment, see that this is this moment, and I'm more than this one thing, right? Okay. And so now, with the understanding that everything is not as it seems, right? That this practice of mindfulness, this sitting and breathing and getting still so we can see more clearly, we slowly start to have this ability to discern, to not get stuck on The label. Yeah, the mark. And so that ability to do that is what helps us in this understanding of these institutions and systems that we're feeling right now are just making us feel very challenged in the world. So this is where I want to put some labels on a couple systems. So I want to name the one that I think most of us feel that we're in right now, which is an exploitive economic system. Yeah, I think I want to show a couple slides just to give us a, and I'll read them. I don't want to copy it and put it in the chat because everybody will go to chat. Okay, so here's an exploitive economic system. Yeah, so I'll read them out. Lack of social solidarity, drive for super profits in winner take all markets, exploiting each other to compete and win, separate and exploit us by race, class, gender, sexual orientation, neighborhood, country of birth, ability, spirituality. Actually, anything that gives us that quick label that we can use to separate and then to exploit. Individualistic, pull yourselves up by your bootstraps, big top-down corporations that monopolize production, distribution, instead of building cooperatives where everyone can participate or co-own. Develop faster ways to deliver anything, food or care, that privileges the wealthy, but we still don't have a system to house the homeless, to take care of those who are in the most marginalized places. So this exploitive economic system, if I was to say, well, can you see a non-exploitive system in here? What would you say? Right, because we're talking about each one of these being a characteristic and whether or not this, what is the suchness of it? What is beyond it? Can we see the none of this, right? Okay, I see in the chat. No, okay, no, you can't see that. All
Did you say, can we see a non like exploitative in this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we see in any of these the non, what we might call the opposite of any one of these characteristics?
Oh, yes. Sorry. So I just did the question.
Yes, you can. Okay. So tell me one of them and what it is, how you see that.
Oh, you took away this. The slide. Let me show my face here. Please, can you see me?
Yes.
You took away the slide, but can I see the opposite of okay, the opposite of that? I mean, just thinking in terms of like the idea of like pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. That in order for you to that's what it takes, I guess, to win in society. Like you're kind of on your own, but that's not the reality. I mean, I'm not sure I understand your question. Can I see the opposite of that? The opposite of that would be I think the way I grew up in Jamaica, where it was very clear to me that the whole community was sort of pulling for me in terms of supporting me to go to school so that I have an education. Yeah, everybody was involved in that, not just my parents or my sisters, but it was like the whole community. I grew up with a sense that Yeah, I belong to that we belong to, to every to each other. I was, I had some sort of relationship with like the seniors, the elders in my community. There was a understanding that I would, treat them with respect, that I would honor like their lives in terms of what they've already provided, in their younger years. There's an understanding that they would, be a support for me, a mentor. So it's so that was kind of how I grew up. Like, yeah, I don't know how to really explain that other than there was this understanding that whatever I was, whatever I am, was, will be, was involved a whole bunch of people. It was there were just a lot of people, and what made Camille Camille, the idea that Camille was like this kind of like person sort of doing it on her own was just unthinkable. It wasn't really
Okay.
not, but I don't know if that answers the question,
Yeah.
but.
This is, yes. Thank you. Yeah. So, because what I'm inviting in is to take apart the pieces that we tend to lump together and feel are intractable, and that makes us feel there's nothing else there but that, right? So, thank you that because you're sharing that you know there's something beyond that. So, and, yeah, so Rhonda shares mutual aid and where non-care, mutual aid where non-care exists, right? Exactly. So we can see sometimes it's because we have another experience that we can see beyond just that this there's just this. And yet, even though we know that from our own lived experience, sometimes we get locked into that, we get depressed, and we forget. And we just like we know the tree is made up of many non-tree elements, and yet we sometimes are so caught in everything that we're doing, and we're so quick, and we forget that we and that what that's what makes us suffer. And so this practice of suchness is to be able to always come back to what else? What is the real essence of anything, such as these systems? So let me show again. I think you know where I'm going to go with this is this solidarity economy, and being able to see into each one of those characteristics of that other system that we're really fully living and kind of wants to define that this is the only way, right? So I'll read it. Practices and principles of a solidarity economic system. So solidarity, mutualism, and cooperation. And so try to also think about that other slide that had the exploitive system, because it's almost like an opposite. Equity in this solidarity economy, equity in all dimensions, race, ethnicity, nationality, class, gender, sexual orientation, the primacy of social welfare over profits and the unfettered rule of the market, sustainability, social and economic democracy, pluralism and organic approach, allowing for different forms in different contexts and open to continual change driven from the bottom up. So this is being able to say within here as well, there is the elements of non-solidarity. If we're not able to remember what do we want to really have here, right? It's the same thing with ourselves, right? When we remember the practice, when we remember our precepts, when we remember that we're on this path of freedom, then we come back to water the seeds of that which we want to blossom. We want kindness to blossom. We want generosity to blossom, right? We want openness and spaciousness to blossom. And yet we, even in our daily lives, we get stuck and forget, and we forget to pause or breathe, whatever it is for us that allows us to go a little bit beyond the label, the mark, the sign, and get into the more, the essence of what else is there. What, you know, what's the essence of this? Because when we forget is when any of these can go back to the non-solidarity elements. Yeah. Any of these characteristics or dimensions can then be, could, can be watered. And so the systems that we're building, the systems that we feel that we're stuck in right now, the invitation is to always remember they're not like concrete structures in the sky. There are people who are uplifting, watering the characteristics, bringing in their body and their hearts, those characteristics that fuel and bring into being that particular characteristic. And when all together those particular characteristics are watered, we get more and more people living those kinds of behaviors, thought, concepts, and bringing those into something else, into policy, into legislation, into laws, ways of being, right? And then we have this thing that we call, oh, and we'll say very quickly, oh yeah, we have an exploitive economic system. And we forget the people in it. And we forget, and in forgetting, we begin to hate the people that we think are in it. Or we start with hating the system. We hate that system. And then we then hate the people who we feel and see involved in those systems, forgetting that they're made up just like us. When we forget that the tree is really, you know, brilliant and deep,
it can lead to self-loathing too.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and that's a really good point, Camille. Thank you. Because the forgetting is not a reason to water those seeds that lead to self-loathing. And then again, once it waters those seeds, it trips all the switches that in the past, or we've had experiences of self-loathing. And then that one thing that made us think that has now taken over and it's become this big thing. Because we forget that any one thing, any one emotion that we feel in the moment, it's really in that moment. And even if it lasts for 2 minutes, it's really that happening in every moment that culminated in 2 minutes, which means that in any next moment, we can manifest something else. Right? And this is the beauty of not being stuck, of being able to see in any moment, am I sure about this? What is the deeper essence here? And remembering that this understanding of suchness really means that what is getting manifested right now are from the causes and conditions, and that any moment those causes and conditions can change, because there really is no separation. You know, so how we talk about birth and death, coming, going, increasing, decreasing, we're always in the dualistic pairs of opposites. And so are these systems, right? These two systems are opposites of each other. So these systems that we label and we say they're this, this, and they're this, this, they're no different than right and left. Right? So when Tai would show us the ruler or the pen and say, you can't have the right without the left. And we said, ah, well, I just showed you the opposites here again. And the practice of suchness allows us to say, there's really not just this and this. You can't have one without the other. And until we start to really go below the conventional designations to see what is it, and at any moment they're moving and they're not stuck concrete systems that cannot ever be transformed, just like ourselves. In any moment, we have a perception of who we are based on something. Someone just looked at us funny, we like feel bad, and now the whole world changed in that moment. And then all the other things that make us take on that perception of ourselves, they all come in and they just like everybody just kind of hangs out in our head. And now we're that. And so our practice is always, what else? I'm not just an emotion. I'm not just this perception. What else? So it's not a suppressing, it's not a repressing, it's a investigation, and it's a seeing that there is else. There's else here. There's something else here. There's else here. Okay, I think we can stop here. So I invite you to reflect on this. It's a lot because suchness already is a lot, and then bringing it into the institutional dimension, I think it kind of takes, you know, tree, person, self, institution. So being able to see that. They're all made up of the same characteristics. So we'll have a sound the bell, and in this moment we'll let everything go that we just heard. And just breathe in and breathe out. Enjoy.